Good afternoon, everyone. Federico here, and I have just a quick update today. It's been a busy week for me. I'm on Mac Stories weekly duties this week. Graham is busy, so I need to take care of assembling the issue of Mac Stories weekly on MailChimp, which involves, we have a template, and it involves generating the images and all the icons, taking care of the conversion of the text from Markdown to HTML, contacting people, doing the second straw poll, which I think I need to do this afternoon. It's going to be about the Apple TV. And so I'm a little busier than usual. And I've also been spending some time talking with John about a story that he's working on. So I've been reading, taking notes, and I've been thinking myself about stories that I want to prepare over the next few weeks. If I can, I want to have another story before WWDC. And I think I'm oriented towards doing a story on the Amazon Echo and Alexa, maybe. How I've been using the Amazon Echo here, and I'm still in the thinking phase, and as I've told you before, I need time to think about, to put together my thoughts. So this week, I'm primarily busy with MailChimp. Thankfully, the workflow that we rebuilt last week for the workflow corner and the Q&A is working beautifully, and we have all of the reader, the member requests going directly to a Trello board where we have two lists. So if you've been meaning to check out the workflow corner and the weekly Q&A, make sure to hit the link in the latest issue 31 of Mac Stories Weekly. Send us your questions, send us your workflow ideas. I still have a bit of spare time this afternoon and this evening. I can take care of your questions. So if you've been having some thoughts about workflow or iOS automation, feel free to get in touch. If you have some question for me, for John, or for the entire Mac Stories team, feel free to get in touch. But please use the latest links in the Mac Stories Weekly issue 31, so they will go directly to Trello, and makes me happy because my Zapier workflow is working. And as for everything else, I have to use a Mac this week because the MailChimp web interface on the iPad is terrible. Like, seriously, it sucks. And so spending time at my Mac, every once in a while, it happens. It makes me slightly sad, but what you gonna do? I want to have a Mac Stories Weekly issue ready for you guys. And now we're working on this Instagram story. They changed their icon, they changed their design, and fun fact, I was in the original Instagram beta before the release 6 years ago, I think it was. I was in the first 100 users, and I tested the app for a few days before the official launch. So it brings back a lot of memories, seeing the old icon go away. But I think I dig the new design. So stay tuned. We're going to have a post on Mac Stories about that. I don't know if John already posted it because my iPhone is in airplane mode when I record these messages. Anyway, have a great Wednesday, have a great week, and I'll talk to you guys later. Ciao.